This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Mike Pasco. Mike, when did you first start pitching?
I was about 10 years old. You know, I always had a pretty strong arm growing up. But I really never got into pitching until I was 10 because I was playing every position. I always wanted to be running around and stuff. So one day one of my Little League coaches thought, let me pitch. So I got on the mound, and I loved it. You know, I was a little wild at first, but I got it down and kind of started working on it. And then once I got to high school, I started getting pretty good, kind of seeing that kind of be my future. So once I got to college, I just focused on pitching, and now I'm playing professionally, which is a true blessing.
When you said your future, freshman, sophomore year of high school, right away you said, hey, I'm going to keep on pursuing this baseball.
Yeah, so freshman year of high school, I'm pitching against a bunch of seniors in high school, like the 18-year-olds, I'm 15, and I'm competing pretty well with them. And that's kind of when I was like, okay, if I work hard at this, 4 years from now, I should be, one of the best pitchers in the state and hopefully going to, a great program in college, and that's ended up what happening. So,
before we get to San Jack, how did you grow as a pitcher while you were in high school from freshman to senior year?
So, I was a pretty skinny kid, so I kind of always had good arm strength, but I wasn't as strong as I wanted to be. So I took training very seriously. I got after it in the weight room and, doing everything I could to stay healthy. And then obviously, throwing a lot, getting on the mound as much as I could to, practice, that kind of art. So once I was a senior in high school, I kind of, got it down. I was prepared for college.
Was there one game that really stood out?
Yeah, huge game. So my senior year of high school, I think it's my third start, and I'm pitching against a really good team. They got a couple Division I commits. And I ended up throwing a no-hitter in 7 innings on, 65 pitches. It was insane. Yeah, and I was 2 errors away from a perfect game, so it was pretty crazy. Yeah.
They say that pitchers sometimes, when they're throwing a no-hitter, don't have any clue that they're throwing a no-hitter. Did you know?
Well, I think in the 4th inning I kind of knew because I was like, yeah, I know 2 guys got on, so that kind of distracted me from thinking I had a no-hitter. But in about 4th or 5th inning, I'm like, wow, I don't think anybody's gotten a hit because nobody was even hitting it on the infield. I was getting a bunch of ground balls, some strikeouts, kind of letting my infield work. So I remember the 6th and 7th rolled around, and I'm like, all right, lock in right here. You can remember this for the rest of your life. And it was the craziest, craziest experience.
Did they mob the mound afterward?
Yeah, there's actually a picture I have that I want to blow up one day and put it on my wall. It's like all my, teammates and kids I grew up with, mobbing me on the mound, and it was crazy. Got a Gatorade bath after. It was easily the best moment of my high school career.
If I said the name Mike Pasco to the people that you grew up with, would they immediately say to me, oh, what a pitcher?
Yeah, I think so. Especially where I'm at today, a lot of people back home really supported me, and they're following my journey, and this is obviously a crazy experience for me as well. So it's nice to have people to kind of talk about, with. And so I think that's, the first thing that comes to people's mind is obviously baseball, but obviously pitching as well.
Next step on your journey, San Jack. Mm-hmm. How did they find you, or you find them?
Yeah, so I was down in Jupiter, Florida for a tournament. And the coach reached out to me. I was like, hey, this could be a great route for you. I think, you're not even close to what, you can unlock. And I think if you go to a D1, you might get lost a little bit. You obviously have that potential. And I think you could obviously go to a great program after our 2 years here and maybe even professionally. So I considered that. I didn't really know much about the junior college route. And I'm from New York, and that's not really a big thing. It's kind of either go D1 or go home. So I decided to take a huge chance of myself. I went down to Houston, Texas, and the rest is history.
How did you like Houston?
I loved it. I'm from New York, so I love, a lot of people. I like, big crowds and stuff. So I loved Houston. I think it was a great change. It's my second home, and I love it. I definitely want to go back as soon as I can.
How did you grow there?
So I started playing with kids that were very talented. A lot of Division I bounce backs, guys from big programs like TCU, Texas A&M, LSU, it was insane. So I had to see kind of their, work ethics and stuff like that and what they did. And I kind of brought that into my game as well from what I knew in high school and then what they knew. And so I just started progressing and trying to be as good as them, if not better. And I had great teammates there and some friends that I'll remember for the rest of my life and I talk to this day. And they've helped me get to this point. So those 2 years at San Jose were probably the biggest years of my life progression-wise.
With Lugnuts pitcher Mike Pasco, now we come to the big decision. Because it's St. John's or it's professional baseball.
Yeah.
Did you have any expectations entering the draft that your name would be called?
Yeah, I had pretty good hopes. I had a really good spring, probably the best I've ever pitched in my life. And, my velocity creeped up and everything that I could have asked for in that spring, it happened. So, the draft is getting closer. St. John's is calling me hey, we have all this money for you. We really want you to come. And in the back of my head, this is a great program. I've always wanted to be a Johnny. And so it was obviously a really tough decision. And once my name was called by the Blue Jays, I couldn't pass this up. This is all I've ever wanted to do. And, you know, yeah, I'm upset that I'm not at St. John's this spring, but I'm also really blessed to be where I'm at right now.
I see, too, that you wear your Johnny gear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the time. I have this big letterman that I actually got on my official visit that I love to rep, especially because it's freezing here in Michigan right now. But it is a jacket I like to wear a lot. I wear it a lot back home, you know, let people know like, that's where I was supposed to go. And, you know, that's what I still want to represent as well.
You get drafted. Do you celebrate? Is there a party?
Yeah, so I was with my dad. My mom was actually at work, and we're just watching the computer. And kind of, I'm freaking out because, like, I'm nervous, but at the same time, like, really excited because I'm really hoping it's going to work out. And the Blue Jays are calling me and my agent. And then my name gets called, and me and him just burst down to tears. Like, all the hard work, all the ups and downs in the last, like, 10, 15 years of my baseball career finally led to that moment. It was insane. And my mom came home later, and then we all just had a big barbecue, and I had a bunch of friends over, and it was unreal. And I that was on a Wednesday, and I left for Dunedin on a Friday to get ready. So,
oh, my God. Yeah. Did anybody tell you, hey, this is what you should pack?
Not really. Like, actually, my mom was telling me to pack lighter, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I might be getting shipped all over the country. I didn't know, like, what affiliate team I was going to play for. Obviously, I went to Bluefield, so I didn't really know where I was going to go. But I knew it would be warm wherever I went, so I just packed a couple shorts and, you know, the usual stuff for summer.
So away you go to Bluefield. How is it for Dennis Holmberg, Adam Bernero, and pitching in the Appy League?
Yeah, the Appy League's a cool league. It's very historic, obviously. Playing for Dennis was obviously like a crazy experience. We won his 1500th game as a manager, which is insane. He's one of my favorite managers I've ever had. And, you know, great guy, you know, keeps it fun, keeps it loose, and teaches you a lot of lessons in such a short amount of time. Obviously, it's only half the season. So, and then Adam Bernero, like, obviously he's not with the Blue Jays anymore, but he was a big impact on me, helped me mentally get ready for professional baseball, which is I was not ready for. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. He was a great guy to kind of meet first and kind of help me out because he's been pitching in the show and all that, so he helped me a lot last year.
On those lessons that you learned, what did you learn last season?
I just say you got to come to the park every day with the same mentality, whether you're doing well, whether you're not doing well, and that's obviously hard for me because I'm very competitive. You know, I want to do well every day, and if I'm not doing well, I kind of wear it because I'm just very competitive and I want to be the best I can be, obviously for the team, and, you know, everybody else that, you know, is kind of supporting me. But now, this year, I think what's changed a lot is I come to the park with the same mentality every day. Like, this is what I love to do, and I want to do it the best I can. And whatever happens, happens. I'm just going to control what I can control.
What did you do in the off season?
I took a week off when I first got home from Instructs. So the first week of October, I took off, and I got right into training. I was working out 6 days a week at a facility I've been going to since I was a kid. And then I took 2 months off from throwing. I started throwing in December. And I put everything I could into the offseason. I didn't take any vacations, nothing, because I really wanted to, you know, make it up to Lansing this year and kind of, you know, progress my career as fast as I could. And I was just, you know, trying to get as good as I can because, you know, this is, you only get one shot at this, and I wanted to make it the best I can.
Hey, make it up to Lansing. You started in Lansing. Yeah, yeah. How good was your spring training?
Probably the best I've ever pitched. You know, I felt great. You know, I went in there just saying, like, trust my stuff. And also, like, I'm prepared. Like, this is the most prepared I've ever been in my life. You know, trust what you've done. Like, trust, you know, the workouts and everything you've done to this point. And just go out there and have fun. And what do you have to lose? Like, you know, you're young still, and just have some fun with it. And that's exactly what I did. And I think that's why I pitched so well. And I'm trying to carry that over into Lansing right now.
Let's talk about you as a pitcher. Mm-hmm. What makes you effective? If I'm a batter, what about you makes it tough to hit against you?
Yeah, so I think everything I throw, luckily, has a lot of movement, you know, whether it's a fastball or even it's my off-speed stuff. Part of that's my grips, obviously, and part of it's just, you know, been a lot of work over the years. And I can run up the fastball pretty high in velocity, and then I also have changeup and slider that are late breaking, but they're also high in velocity, too, for off-speed. So I think everything's coming hard, and, you know, I'm very intense on the mound, so I don't really think that's a comfortable at-bat, and I wouldn't want to hit off myself, just being honest.
What's the next thing that you're working on?
I'm just really trying to be a complete pitcher. So obviously, I think I've always had really good stuff. I think, you know, that's one of the hardest things to do is, like, people are always like, I'm trying to get my stuff better. I already have this or that. So the big thing for me right now is just being always in command. Like, even if I get hit around, like, knowing that, like, I'm not getting beat because I'm letting them beat me. They're beating me because, you know, it's just not my day or this or that, but I'm competing. So I just want to always, you know, be competitive, you know, throw strikes, attack the hitters. And Tony's been huge with that. You know, he's been telling me, like, just attack him and trust your stuff and you'll see how good you really are.
And finally, your father was a pro BMX racer?
Yeah, he was. He was one of the best in the world, actually. He was number two when he was done. He went pro when he was 18, killed it for a little bit, and then he got hurt. He fell off like a jump, broke his wrist. He tried to come back, and he always tells me this story. It's how he knew he was done. He was going around a turn in his first race back, and he would never let up, you know, because it gets close around those corners. He would never let up. He'd always just go through and see what happens. And he said he hit the brakes and walked off the track, went to my grandfather and said, "Yeah, that's it." And my grandfather said, "It is. You would never do that." And so he hung them up, and now he's doing cars and stuff. And, you know, but that's really cool, though. Like, it's a cool thing for your dad to do.
Are you a car guy, too, then?
Yeah, I'm a huge car guy. I grew up around it. You know, my dad, you know, stores and restores muscle cars. He goes to auctions all over the country. So I've always been around, like, really cool cars. And I definitely want to, like, try and, like, you know, when I'm older, you know, hopefully I have the money to get him something, you know, in return for all this, everything he's done for me.
Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Mike Pascoe. I'm Jesse Goldbriggs-Drassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball.